This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Castle Hill is a new album by award-winning Aotearoa singer-songwriter Mel Parsons. It's her seventh studio album, and it is named after the village, I suppose you could say, mountain village in the Southern Alps, where the album was recorded. It is a big day for Mel, of course, with the launch of this album, so she joins me now to talk about it more. And Mel, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate you're a busy woman.
Good morning.
Tell me about the album, because I hear from some of the press release information that came out about this that, in fact, you had already booked the studio time before you even wrote any of the songs for this. Is that true?
Yeah, it's reasonably accurate. I had ideas swimming around in my head, but I hadn't. I sort of need a hard deadline of booking things in before I sort of will get it together to, you know, to finally write the song. So yeah, I did. I have to have things organised before I crack into them, for sure.
But you've had enough experience now, I guess, that the self-imposed deadline just sort of pushes you to make those decisions about what's in and what's out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how I work. Yeah, I definitely work best under pressure. I've found, and the minute that I don't have that pressure, I sort of, you know, I waft away, and yeah.
What's the flavour of Castle Hill, if you have to describe it in terms of where the songs lead and what they tell?
I think it's a bit of a mixture, really. I always sort of think, you know, in terms of a record, I don't write a record, you know, on a singular theme, but it's more of just a collection of ideas and thoughts and feelings and experiences, you know, over a certain period of time, you know. So there's more light-hearted ones, you know, like Brick by Brick, and you know, through to the sort of heavier, you know, more sad stuff like Clean Slate. So it's a real mixture, yeah. And I sort of try to, I never set out to write a record on a particular theme. I just, you know, I basically just sit down and see what comes out.
Okay, that sounds varied.
I hope that it's pretty varied, and I think, in some ways, I feel like I like the variation, because I think, you know, a whole record just full of sad songs, or a whole record, you know, just kind of happy upbeat numbers, I think can get a bit much, you know. So I think I like the variation.
Were you down as an artist, not just as a listener as well, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, quite right. Yeah.
This is album number 7, and I wonder how you feel about sort of getting up in the numbers like that. That's an awful lot of output for someone at any stage of their career, to be able to say, yeah, I've got 7 albums out there. That's a pretty good body of work.
It's a funny feeling suddenly. Because some days I sort of feel like I'm just still starting out, and then I'm like, oh gosh, I'm certainly, you know, I'm really mid-career here. But yeah, no, I think it's good, and I think that I'm just pleased to still be doing it. You know, I just feel very lucky that I have an audience who, you know, who keeps coming back to shows and who keeps buying records, and you know, it's what I love to do, and I feel very very privileged to be able to continue doing it. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at for number 7.
It's very much essential in this country, though, that you've got to put the hard yards in with the touring and everything to support putting out the album, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, luckily for me, I being on the road and touring is that's my favourite part of the whole thing. So I'm quite lucky in that way. And but yeah, I think with the, you know, with the shifts in the industry and just general shifts in technology, I think that live music, I mean, live music's always been vital, but it almost feels like it's becoming more so. You know, people are really craving real life experiences, and so that's I feel like that's a win for a touring artist, for sure.
I'm interested in the technological side of things, Mel, and what that does for you as an artist. Are you more tempted towards exploring what technology can bring you in terms of new sounds or new expressions, or are you leaning these days more towards stripping it back to actually where it all starts?
I love technology, and I think that there's a lot of exciting and and amazing, you know, advancements, you know, across a whole range of industries, really. But I think in terms of the creation of music, of the writing of music, I am very much a, just personally, I write organically. I write with a guitar or a piano, and I think, I don't like the idea of, you know, in terms of you know, jumping in with AI or whatever at that stage, because I think that the essence of songwriting and a good song and a song that connects with other humans is the human experience from a human. And I think that, you know, there's been a sort of a plethora of, you know, AI music come out across Spotify over the past couple of years, and it's quickly become apparent, you know, that music, it's you know, it's very saccharine, and it's very I think there's been a pretty fast pushback on stuff that's not made by humans, I think. Yeah, so I'm quite happy at the writing stage, you know, in the production, the way that we make the records, you know, it's very it's pretty analog. And so I think there's going to be more of a craving for that, particularly in the art side of things, for sure.
What about in the recording studio? Do you lean towards you know, technological help there in terms of effects and that sort of thing, or you'd like to keep it more stripped back?
It's a bit of a mixture. Like for this record, I mean, you know, absolutely, we use, you know, the production side of things. You know, we go through a digital desk and things, which is, you know, that's by and large the way that it's done these days. But I think the actual recording process is, you know, very much in a, you know, for this record, we were all in a room playing live together, and basically what you hear on the record is pretty close to what you get. So most, you know, there's very few overdubs. All the vocals were all live in the room. So I'm not at all anti-technology. I think there's some phenomenal things, you know, that it has done on the production side of things and made things faster and easier in certain ways. But I think, I think for me, for the style of what I do, I think less affected is a better outcome, for sure.
That must be quite satisfying, though, to get that kind of sound that you know that you can reproduce something similar when you're actually doing a live gig and satisfy,
yes,
the punters that way.
Quite right, yes, absolutely. And I think that's one of the great, you know, the really fun things about you know, getting on a stage and everyone just jumps on their instruments and we can recreate it. You know, that's you're quite right there, for sure.
Well, now that you've got this one out there, are you starting to think about number 8?
Always
a little bit.
I'm always thinking. Well, I'm only halfway through my tour, so I'll get the tour out of the way, and then I'll sit down for a bit of a cup of tea, and then I'll probably.
You probably think, what's next? What's next?
Start thinking about the next thing. Yeah, for sure.
You're playing Clarence Street here in Hamilton on Thursday, and as you say, you're halfway through. Kicked off in Nelson last week. Did Nelson, Christchurch, Dunedin pretty quickly. You've got Hamilton, Auckland, Wellington, and Palmerston North, and then a breather.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, we're it's a pretty, you know, it's 7 shows. It's a short run, but they're all beautiful theatres. And yeah, I feel very lucky to be playing in those spaces.
You presenting pretty much just what's on the album, or are you fleshing it out with other stuff that you may be trying out?
So we'll play the entire new record, and then we also do a set of we'll play 2 sets, and then the second set is a bunch of it's kind of a mixture of selections, I suppose, of faves from previous records, which is quite fun. You know, we sort of jump around the place and have a bit of fun.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you here on Thursday, Mel. And in fact, we, I believe, have a double pass that we're able to give away to that gig, which we will be doing through our social media channel through today, tomorrow, I think, over the next 24 hours or so. We'll make a decision as to who wins them. Really hope that you get the kind of house that you deserve for this celebration of your 7th album. Told the single that is out for this is called Clean Slate, and that's what I'm hoping it is anyway, because that's what I've lined up to play next. Can you tell me a bit about that, what that song means?
Yeah, I mean, Clean Slate is I guess it's a bit of an exploration of the of tragedy, I suppose, and loss, really. It's a universal experience, you know, for humans. We all experience loss to some degree, and you know, through our lives, and that's where that song came from. So it's a pretty quiet number, and it seems to be connecting, which is really nice.
Was there a particular event that kicked that idea off in your head?
It's a mixture of experience, I think, that one.
Fair enough. All right. Well, we'll wrap up with Clean Slate then, Mel. It's been delightful to talk to you, and I hope that the rest of the tour goes well. I know that you're extremely popular in the Waikato, so I know that you will have a good house on Thursday.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to the Clarence Street Theatre show. It's going to be a real treat. We look forward to seeing you there.
Good luck for the rest of the tour as well, because obviously, you know, you've still got half the tour to go, so preserve your energy and look forward to hearing what it's all how it all goes once it's all over. Looking forward to what you come up with next.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Mel Parsons here, singer-songwriter of huge popularity in this country at the moment. Her seventh album, again, is called Castle Hill, and this track is Clean Slate.
Clean Slate is a terrible gift. I mean, what am I meant to do with this? If I can't hear you laughing anymore. So sad I can't even listen to the radio, 'cause everything reminds me of your soul. I don't know what to do with this empty space. I don't wanna feel it.
I don't know what's
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.